It's Thursday. News listeners, time for your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 29th of June, 2023. Got the best in tech for you right now, and we'll get you caught up on it in less than 5 minutes. Ooh, there's been a lot of leakage over at Microsoft. Now, we're talking about documents here. Don't let your mind wander. And a lot has to do with their Xbox division and, of course, Game Pass. At least according to internal emails, looks like Microsoft was looking to acquire both Bungie and Sega. This all started with the Xbox chief, Phil Spencer, who actually wrote Microsoft CEO and Microsoft CFO, requesting a strategy approval to approach Sega Sammy over a potential acquisition of its Sega gaming studios. This email actually harks back to November of 2020. They thought by doing this would help them accelerate Xbox Game Pass on both on and off console. As with what happened, no one knows. All we have is these emails that have just kind of trickled on out saying, hey, it looks like it was going to be a thing, and then it just wasn't. And the same can be said about Bungie, which is now owned by Sony. That acquisition would have included securing its valuable intellectual property, and apparently an integration of its dev and live ops infrastructure into Xbox Game Studios. Pretty much what we all know happened in the end, well, it's Activision Blizzard, and that's still yet to actually be approved. But at least that one seems to have a better chance than the other two did. We've got stories everywhere. Stories on Instagram. Stories on Facebook. How about stories on Telegram? Why not? Yep, they're about to introduce stories on the messaging app. Apparently, users have been asking for this feature for years, noting that more than half of all features requests that Telegram receives are related to stories. Now, first, the company, they didn't want anything to do with stories. They're already everywhere. Yeah, I agree. But with stories on Telegram, apparently users will be able to decide who can see their stories, and you can even choose to have your stories viewable by everybody or just your contacts. The stories feature will also be placed in an expandable section at the top of your chat list, where users will be able to hide stories posted by any contact by actually just moving them over to the hidden list. You'll also be able to choose when your story expires, be it 12, 24, or even 48 hours. As far as stories, well, they're actually in testing phase right now. We're even hearing some users have even got the feature already, but should be available to everybody come early July. And with the headquarters already hailing this as the new era of the platform, they're hoping it will allow the platform to become more social than it currently is. And finally, you naughty, naughty Formula E team, you. Yeah, I'm talking about DS Penske. I think that's how you say the name. Not as familiar, I must say, with Formula E. I can definitely see the amount they have to use for cheating. 25,000 euros. What'd they do? Well, they used an RFID scanner that actually grabbed live tire data from other cars. This all took place at the Formula E qualifying round in Portland, Oregon, after it was found out that an RFID scanner was actually installed at the entrance to the pit, where it would collect data from other race cars and give them, yes, the advantage. Now, yes, RFID chips, they've been used in Formula E tires, and it was all to track the condition of the tires, including temperature, tire pressure. However, though, for the new 2023 season, Formula E has switched to the new Gen 3 car design and a new tire manufacturer. And the reason they switched, well, other than probably money and licensing deals, it might have something to do with this, too. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. You can find the news show, The Mac Show, and The Big Show over at the network website at britishtechnetwork.com. Also follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And come join the community today at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show back for your Friday edition tomorrow. Getting you caught up with the best in tech that will be going on. But until then, have yourself a great Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.